Hundreds of people gathered in Columbus to discuss the most pressing issues related to human trafficking in Ohio. Leaders say this is a fight against modern-day slavery, and they urge that the most important tool is awareness. Advocates, law enforcement, attorneys, and human trafficking survivors filled the Ohio State House for the 10th Annual Human Trafficking Awareness Conference. Democratic Senator Teresa Fetter created this event with just a few dozen people. Now, more than 400 attend. She says success can be measured by the ideas and best practices that are shared throughout the day.
Bring everybody together and comb through the aspect of their policy, their procedures, and think of a trafficking victim. And can they service them? Can they rescue them? Can they service them, provide restoration, and help them get back into a life worth living in America?
Groups from different backgrounds and professions have tables set up to share what they're doing to help survivors of human trafficking. That includes Teresa Flores of Columbus. She created Save Our Adolescents from Prostitution, or SOAP. Her group prints the number for the human trafficking hotline on bars of soap and distributes them to hotels and motels. Flores is a survivor of human trafficking herself. She was living in the suburbs when her predator got a hold of her. Flores says human trafficking is in every zip code.
We just as a society have to get better at recognizing the signs and having a plan in place of what are we going to do if we see something.
Fetter says she hopes the conference will help inform legislators as they move forward with new laws. That includes getting tougher on the predators who buy and sell trafficking victims. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.